Let's take a moment and begin to praise God. Praise God. Just adore Him. Celebrate the Lord for your life, for the blessing of a new day. Thank Him for divine covering. Honor Him. Praise Him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Shall we pray the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as you forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated in God's presence. Greet somebody. God bless you. Say hello to somebody. Amen. Thank you for being here. It's always a struggle to wake up early to come to church. But I appreciate the effort. Amen. Take a moment and share our teaching broadcast this morning. I would like to share with you a very leadership defect. One of the greatest enemy to leadership. And it is one of the setbacks to a great destiny. It's a trap. It's a snare. And it's called the trap of pride. It's a leadership enemy. Every time you walk in truth, you cannot be trapped. The revelation of the Word of God uncovers the enemy and it strips the enemy of his crafty and cunningness. Praise the Lord. The trap of pride. The trap of pride. I would like to submit to you, by way of introduction, that the greatest enemy to a person is himself. Look at someone say, the greatest enemy to a person is himself. The greatest enemy to any leader is himself. The external, the outward is not as dangerous and damaging as the internal enemy. Praise the Lord. So it is written that the leader's greatest enemy is himself. Is himself. And we want to read Proverbs 16 before we start our teaching. Proverbs 16 verse 18. If you have a moment, share the broadcast. Pride goes before destruction. Can we read together? Pride goes before destruction. And a haughty spirit before a fall. Go to the NIV so we can see the haughty spirit. Let's go. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. All right. Now, what is pride? In leadership, pride is the result of an insecurity of your core. Pride is the result of an insecurity of your call and your sense of self-worth. Pride is a result of an insecurity of your call and your sense of self-worth. Sense worth. Which means, man of God, pride is a complex. Pride is a complex that is internalize more than externalize. It is an internalized defect that manifests as superiority complex, but it's actually is an internalized defect. The wise man is speaking and saying, pride goes before destruction. Why? Pride goes before destruction, which means anything that has the propensity, the proclivity, the probability of destroying a man has a subsidiary of pride in it. Anything that has the tendency of destroying a great Christian leader has pride in it. In philosophical theology, it is encoded that pride is the easiest of failures. Look at someone say, the easiest of failures. That others can see, yet the hardest to see in ourselves. Pride is the easiest of failures. That others can see. But it is so hard. It is the hardest to see in ourselves. Which means you can be walking in pride and you don't know. Praise the Lord. It's very hard to see. Look at Leviticus 26, 19. Others can see, but hard to see in ourselves. He said, I will break the pride. Leviticus 26, 19. He said, I will break the pride of your power. And I will make your heavens like iron and your earth like bronze. Hard to see. That if God has to take it out of you, he has to break it off. Praise the living God. Put your hands on your heart and say, Father, break away every pride in me. Pride is like an iron. It's like a bronze. Others can see it, but extremely hard to see in ourselves. Number three, pride is the unreasonable self-esteem. The unreasonable self-esteem. The unreasonable self-esteem. And that was the cause of creation's fall. One of the things that God is afraid of and hates with passion, it scares God, is pride. I'm going to show you some scriptures. And this teaching will help you in every ramification of life. Go to Job 33, verse 17. Job 33, 17. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In order to turn man from his deed, and conceal pride from man. Look at the NIV. To turn man from wrongdoing and keep him from pride. Keep him from pride. Give me King James. Keep him from pride. That he may withdraw man from his own people, purpose, and hide pride from man. If God doesn't hide pride from us, we'll be in trouble. Because the Bible declares that pride goeth before what? Destruction. So, which means anything that leads to the destruction of man has pride in it. Has pride in it. And in leadership, one of the things that we have to guard against is the agency of pride. One of the books I recommend is the newest books Reverend Eastwood Annaba has written on humility. This past Friday, he spoke about humility at the Potter City. When you have time after church, go on the Facebook and go to Potter City, Prophet Nana says Sakole, and listen to the message at the all night. You will cry. You will cry. You will cry. Pride. A major door open for me in Jamaica. Major door. I've preached in Jamaica a couple of times. And this man of God said he watched me on Reverend Steve Mensa. He loves me. In fact, he started calling me, Baba, I love you so. You are a preaching giant. Please come to Jamaica and help us. Huge church. So we scheduled a meeting for, I was in Florida. This is about almost 2 years ago. So we scheduled a meeting for Monday and Tuesday, and his main service on Sunday. And I was preaching for Apostle Stanley. So what are we going to do? He said, Prophet, I'm going to let my secretary, a flight agent, call you so you can make the booking to come. I said, okay. They were trying to get me Delta. I only fly Delta. I only sleep in Marriott hotels because I've kept my consistency with them. So I have miles. So it's always easy to keep to one thing. So they were getting me Delta. Not knowing from Fort Lauderdale to Jamaica is a few hours. And to fly Delta, we'll have to go to Atlanta. But JetBlue will get me there. And because I'm very conversant with, very conversant with Delta, I insistently wanted Delta. Because JetBlue, remember 2020, JetBlue, I took it from Jamaica to Terminal 1 or Terminal 2. They almost sent me back to Ghana, so I swore I would never. So I passed a comment to the agent that, you know, I fly only JetBlue. And I'm making this huge sacrifice to come. So, only JetBlue. The agent misconstrued what I said and said to the man of God, well, the man of God says he flies only Delta and he's making a huge sacrifice to come. So the man of God called and said, well, man of God, the meeting is canceled. Pride. Wait, it was not pride though. This was loose talk. And it was a harmless talk. Say harmless talk. Because I cannot tell the man of God, the last time I used JetBlue, they almost sent me back to Ghana. The man with so much excitement suddenly lost his excitement. He canceled the meeting. And from that time to now, he has never invited me. I have tried to invite myself several times. He would not invite me because of loose statement, harmless one. Maybe I should have kept quiet and used the JetBlue. And I said, 2 years. This is last year. This is last year. Yeah, 2021. Look at someone and say, watch your mouth. What you say can make and unmake you. Welcome, sir. Pride is the greatest enemy to creation. And I am not embarrassed to use my own life as a yardstick. There are many great doors that has shut to Christian leaders because of pride. The unreasonable self-esteem
In the kingdom of God, there are people who literally see others as lower species. Lower species. There are people that sees other believers as unworthy. Clan, cliche, group. You cannot relate with this category of people. They are not of your class. That is why in the kingdom of God we have a lot of problems. Because of the unreasonable self-esteem. Pride blocks prayers from being answered. Job chapter 35, verse 12. It blocks our prayers from being answered. Job 35, verse 12. There they cry, but none give an answer. Because of what? The pride of evil men. The pride of evil men. It blocks prayers from being answered. You may not have committed fornication, adultery, murder, but pride can shut your heavens. And every Christian leader must guard against pride. It's a great snare to destiny. Praise the Lord. How do you identify pride? If you have a moment, share the broadcast. I think this should have been a main service teaching. How do we identify pride? Number one is an independent spirit. An independent spirit. That is when a person do not look up to God or spiritual authority for help, but they think they know it all and have it all. They are walking in pride. Write it down. Your father speaks, you write. When a person do not look up to God and to leadership for guidance, for help, for assistance, for training, but they think they know it all and they have it all, is pride. Number two, in leadership, when you think everyone is wrong and you are always right, you are walking in pride. You are walking in pride. One writer said, pride is like a weed in a vegetable garden. Pride is like a weed in a vegetable garden. It will grow until it outgrows the whole garden. Are you being blessed this morning? If positive steps are not taken to shield against it, to remove it, to undo it. It is like a weed in a vegetable garden. It will grow till it outgrows. In Ezekiel 28, verse 17, we see that pride was the cause of the fall of the son of morning. Thine heart was lifted up, New King James, please, because of thy beauty. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. Unreasonable self-esteem. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I laid you before kings that they might gaze at you. You defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities, by the iniquity of your training. Therefore, I brought fire from your midst. It devoured you, and I turned you to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all who saw you. Pride. Pride. Isaiah 14, verse 12. Lucifer's problem was his extraordinary beauty. Say extraordinary beauty. His brightness and his wisdom. His beauty unbeautified him. His beauty made him less beautiful. His beauty turned him into a beast. So your gift can be your limitation when pride sets in. Praise the Lord. What is supposed to be a blessing will turn to become a curse when pride sets in. When pride sets in. And in leadership, one of the things every day you must pray about is, Lord, make me humble. Make me humble. At all times. In Isaiah 14, Isaiah 14, verse 12. Bring back the scripture. How you are falling from heaven, O Lucifer, son of morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mountain of the congregation on the farthest side of the north. The more north you go, the more you go to God. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High God. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depth of the pit. Father, keep us away. An independent spirit. And what happens? It leads to shame. Proverbs 11, verse 2. Look at how shameful Lucifer became. There are people, watch them. The Bible says, mark the upright man, for his end is. The same way, mark the prideful. He doesn't have a future. Watch them. When people walk in pride, it's just a matter of time. Humility is a great asset. Put it down. Humility is a great asset. It will take you places. Proverbs 11, verse 2. When pride comes, then comes shame. The direct result of pride is shame. That's what happened to Lucifer. In Isaiah 14, verse 11, he said, I will bring you to Sheol. That is the verse 14 of Isaiah 14. Shame comes. Says, I will cast you down. God does not like competition. He said, my glory I will share with no man. When Herod refused to give God the glory, an angel of the Lord struck him and worms at him. In leadership, what leads to shame is pride. And if you don't guard it, you don't have a future. When you start talking back, suddenly you start reacting back. You're walking in pride. You're walking in pride. One of the profound statements our father in the Lord, Bishop Doug, made is that when you start having a callous countenance, no, it's Archbishop Ajinasan who made this statement, 2014. He said, when you start having a callous countenance, you frown before leadership, your boss, your spouse, your subordinate, you are walking in pride. You're walking. You are walking in pride. When you speak rudely and impolitely to people, you are walking in pride. Write it down. So you know anytime you do it, you are walking in pride. Exhibiting pride. When you are very self-centered in your conversation, you want all the conversation to be around you, about you. You are exhibiting pride. Are we still online, Ernest? You are exhibiting pride. Exhibiting. Beloved, we should not be puffed up. Our mannerisms should not be full of pride. There are people that always think, without me, the building will collapse. That is pride. Look at us, that is pride. We should never think that other people cannot get the job done. Other people cannot get the job done. Very dangerous. God always has alternatives. Pride. 1 Samuel 15, verse 26. Pride. But Samuel said to Saul, I will not return with you, for you have rejected the word of God, and the Lord has rejected you for being king over Israel. And as Samuel turned around to go away, Saul seized the edge of his robe and someone said to him, the Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today and has given it to a neighbor of yours who is better than you. God always has an alternative. God has an alternative. God has a substitute. When I leave that church, the church will collapse. So
The church will never be the same again when I leave that church. You see, I'll walk out and they will see. When I leave that company, when I walk out from that marriage, then they will see my relevance. Hey, it's pride. Write this down. When you are intolerant over the mistakes of other people, you are exhibiting pride. You are exhibiting pride. And in leadership, one of the things we must guard against is pride. There are people God can bless them because the blessing will change them into another person. Suddenly, when they see their friends of old, they don't know them. It's a gentleman on the social media who calls me daddy. He's called Samuel. When I was the head prefect, he was the assistant prefect. No, he was the head prefect, I was the assistant prefect. He calls me daddy because of ministry. I said to him, I said, bro, don't kill me before my time. We are brothers. That's why you can come to my bedroom, isn't it? Your brothers. Let's watch this. It's a great enemy to destiny. Look around. People can get married because of pride. People can't keep relationships because of pride. People can't hold on to one person, one job, one man, one woman because of pride. This generation is a generation that lacks humility. Humility. Somebody inbox me. Hello, Prophet Taylor. When you have a minute, please, this is my number. Call me and I want you to prophesy to me. Share message in this. Mr. God, is there any way we can slap people over the Facebook? Hello, Prophet Taylor. No, I'm not Prophet Taylor, but I'll say Taylor. Hello, Taylor. Hello, Taylor. If you have a minute, call me. This is my number. I need a prophetic word. I see prophecy is for sale. Instructing me to call. He didn't even acknowledge me as even reverend or even pastor. Hello, Taylor. When you have a minute, call me. I need a prophetic word. Never met her. Don't know her from anywhere. So I went to the profile pictures and I looked at about her and I saw mother of seven. I saw that different men. I said, no wonder. Look at them and said, no wonder. How to identify pride? Number two, the Messiah complex. The Messiah complex. The independent spirit. Number two is the Messiah complex. The Messiah complex simply means you are always thinking you are the only person who can do it. You are the very best that there is. It's called the Messiah complex. This week we saw grace manifested at different levels at the Maker's house. Very beautiful. And on Friday, I watched Archbishop Ajinasare teaching, playing his video of healings, miracles. And whilst he was teaching, miracles started happening. Pray simple prayers. Simple prayers. And miracles.
prayers. No screaming. If God has to do it, you will not struggle for it. Last week, Friday, after service, we went to do an all-night. In my fatigued body, preached so hard, and I prayed the prayer of healing. Miracles. Miracles all over Apostle Okoye's church. Different kinds of healing. I mean tangible healings. And he could not do one miracle in Nazareth. Why? Their heart were not receptive. The pride of their spirit, haughty spirit, blocked the move of God. Pride. The Messiah complex. You think you are the only anointed. The Messiah complex is that invalid superiority. You think you are superior than other people. Finding fault at all times in your church. You are always finding fault. The church is not doing well. This is not the new church. You could have done this. You could have done. Always finding fault. At work. Always finding fault. Reporting other people all the time. Every day you are ready to find fault. Messiah complex. When you are intolerant about other people's errors, it means you are exhibiting pride. When you cannot bear the excesses of others, it means you are walking in pride. When you cannot endure other people's mistakes, it means you are walking in pride. And in leadership, pride goes before fall. Before destruction, pride. Before falling, pride. Anytime you think you are better off than any other Christian, it means you are walking in pride. What is the cure of pride? What is the cure of pride? Servant leadership. Servant leadership. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1 to 3. Our attitude must be of servant leadership. Peter, an apostle, chapter 3, please. 1 Peter 3, actually 5, 1 to 3. 1 Peter 5, 1 to 3. Our attitude must be of a servant. The elders who are among you, I exhort you, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. Verse 2, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly. Not as being lords over those who entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. See, servant leadership. John chapter 13, verse 3. Servant leadership. The richest man in history, John D. Rockefeller, was the church janitor. The church janitor. The loo cleaner. The male and the female cleaner. The toilet cleaner. Yet the greatest man that ever lived. The richest in the history of America. His family, after 100 years, are still ruling. Jesus, knowing that The Father had given all things into his hands, that he had come from God and was going to God. Let's go. Rose from supper and laid aside his garment. Took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel with which he was girded. Do you know what that means? Stand up, also, Steve. Do you know what that means? Stand up. Look at verse 3. He took a towel and covered his feet, his waist and his feet. Watch this. Verse 4 and 5. I want to show you what I saw there. Maybe you have not taken notice. Rose up from laid aside his garment, took a towel and girded himself. He took off his clothes and covered himself with a towel. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded, which means he became naked. Hello? Look at verse 4. Have you seen this scripture? Rose from supper and laid aside his garment, then took a towel and what? God covered himself, girded himself. He wore it. Then he, verse 5, pay attention. Verse 5, after that he poured water into a basin, began to wash the disciples' feet, to wipe them, and to wipe them with the same towel which he was what? That's humility. Highest level of humility. Why? Verse 3. Jesus is from God. The Father had given all things into his hands. And he has come from God. And he was going toward. Please be seated. So he went naked for his disciples. He became exposed. He used his honor to wipe the feet. He uses covering to wipe the feet of the disciples. Servant leadership. If you don't have that heart and disposition, you can't follow your call. Servant leadership. Pride is the greatest enemy to man. Pride goes before destruction. And every Christian leader, one of the prayers you must pray is, Lord, withdraw pride from me. Any attitude that will make me proud, take it from me. And next week I'll be teaching. We have what we call the proud look. Say the proud look. So pride has a look. And we have a prideful heart. A heart that is invaded with the spirit and the poison of pride. Anything that comes of that heart through the mouth is pride. There's a proud look. It's a proud look. It's a proud look. You come before your fathers, you put your hands at your back, it shows respect. We are black people. We are people of a culture. We are people of what? That's how we are brought up. And our culture determines our way of life. There are things from the Western world here, we don't do it. We don't do it. We are brought up well. Paul said, all things are permissible, but not all things are expedient. So there are things you can do. But we are people of a culture. Talking to your elder, they have pocket. Yeah, you are a man of the collar, and you are in church, and you have pocket. So you are studying church lines. It's a proud look. You are preaching, and you don't say amen, and you have game. It's a proud look. When you're talking to your spiritual father and you have a serious face, it's a proud look. I'll teach it next week. The prideful heart and the proud what? Look. has a look.
We have to watch it.
If we will go far with God, then one of the things as leaders we must watch intimately
is pride. It's the cause of shame.
I was speaking to Prophet Lovi, I think yesterday or 2 days ago, and he said a lady came for their fasting and prayers last week, or this week, yeah, last week, today's what day, to seven, last week. And the lady said, "Hey, I've been seeing your Baba at the Californian gym. I never knew he was a man of God. He's always nice talking to people. Always. Until I saw the video with him, and I saw that, hey." Then I went on YouTube and I said, "Hey, so this guy is a man of God." He said, "He's a dangerous man of God." Become accessible. Look at someone say, "Become accessible." Accessible. There are people, you know, let me tell you something. In ministry, I've seen those who are truly broke are the ones that are not accessible. The ones that are really blessed by God, they are very simple and very humble. Very simple and very humble. Look at our fathers. Do you follow the program? Very humble, very simple. And all of them wore very simple dress. I was watching. Some of them wore shirts. The most did African wear. Sometimes we Christians, we even overdress. We overdress. Our fathers are simple. Reverend Steve, Africa was simple. Papa Mpia Kofi, Africa was simple. Papa Ajana Sari, white, simple. Dr. Markwe, all of our fathers I saw this week, simple. Pride has a look. For instance, you are going to see your mother-in-law for the first time. For the first time, in which you are no call. Why you make up? You are disqualified. Disqualified. You are disqualified. Praise the Lord. You are disqualified. You are disqualified. You are disqualified. Next week, I'll be teaching 10 things to do to guard against pride. 10 things to do to guard against pride. And I'll also be teaching harnessing the spirit of humility as a lifestyle. Stand your feet, let's pray. Pastors, we ordained you last week. You come to church, pray. You come to church late. You're walking in pride. You're walking in pride. We ordained you last week. You come to church late. You're walking in pride. Walking in pride. So the first to be here. You come to church late. You are walking in pride. Except there's a tangible reason. Your father comes to church before you. It's pride. Pride. What has broken our relationship that God has blessed us with is pride. I'm telling you, pride has broken our relationships. Good relationships. Good relationship that could have been a blessing to us. Pride has destroyed it. Pride has destroyed it. Pride has destroyed it. When you conquer pride, you can handle greed with ease. You can handle greed with ease.
Lift your hands and begin to pray.